After Bible study on Wednesday night, Mark came and asked me a question, and that's really good. That's what Bible studies are good for, in your own personal devotions and everything, to get your spirit and asking questions. And anybody ever heard of Melchizedek?
Yes.
Good. Huh? Melchizedek. No?
He was
from Salem, and he was the chief priest. Now, this is what it says. I'm going to give this to Mark because he was curious. Melchizedek means king of righteousness. He was the king of Salem, which was outside of Jerusalem, a priest of the Most High God. Melchizedek, sudden appearance and disappearance in the book of Genesis is somewhat mysterious. Melchizedek and Abraham first met after Abraham's defeat of, one of his tribes that they were fighting with. I don't have my glasses. I should have brought them down here. But Melchizedek presented bread and wine to Abraham and his weary men, demonstrating friendship. He bestowed blessings on Abraham in the name of the Most High and praised God for giving Abraham victory in battle. Melchizedek, now whether he appeared to them physically or spiritually, however that was, he was a type of Christ. And you can read the whole story there. I'm going to give this to you, Mark, because you can read it. And then, for anybody else, I got a resource that is a retired United Methodist pastor out of Oklahoma, started a website called gotquestions.org. And you can pull it up. It's free. You can print it. You can listen to it. It's really a neat website. So any biblical questions or anything like that, or even some secular religious type of questions, you can find some answers. I'm not saying he's perfect, but he's always pretty close, in my opinion. So now you know about what prompted you. Were you looking in your Bible or studying and prompted you to?
I was just reading Hebrews. And the book of Hebrews, and came up with this guy's name.
Yeah,
talking about all the hours and stuff that he had.
Yeah.
You think, well, how many jobs are there?
Some people or some theologians think that it was Christ that was manifested in the flesh early on. That's why they talk about him there in the order of Melchizedek, the high priest. Now, some think it's spiritual and different things, but it was it's a wonderful thing. A lot of times you'll be studying and there's characters in the Bible and you'll hear and say, he is a type of Christ. In other words, he's full of righteousness and grace and love, and that's what Christ is. So, yeah.